Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Welcome to the Overnight Success Podcast, brought to you by Maria Hatzistefanis. Maria is the founder of Rodial and Nip and Fab, best-selling author, and on a mission to help you achieve your dreams. Maria's highly anticipated third book, How to Live Your Best Life, is now available on Amazon.
Hi, guys, and welcome to my Overnight Success Podcast. I hope everyone is doing well. We are in our quarantine for a few weeks now, and I have to be honest with you, there are days that I am feeling amazing and I'm feeling creative, I'm getting things done and I'm super energized. And I also have some low days that I just realize that, oh, I'm stuck at home and, you know, I wish I could go out and go to a restaurant or go shopping or go and meet friends. And it's like, oh my God, this is such a surreal situation. So, you know, I cannot pretend that every day is an amazing day, but I have tried to put some structures in place to just make sure that I'm intentional, that most of my days have a purpose, that I am moving on with my goals, and I'm having productive days that make me feel happy and content. So what I wanted to do today is share with you my top three tips on how to thrive in quarantine. Tip number one is set up a routine. very, very important. So look at your week, okay? So we have Monday to Sunday. So structure your week so that, you know, Monday to Friday are kind of working days. And then Saturday to Sunday, these are your rest days. And set a different routine and a different schedule. So let's say for your work days, what you do, you wake up a little bit earlier. Yeah, you may be able to fit in a workout, a meditation, have a shower, do a little bit of your makeup, put like a cute outfit on, and decide what time you will start work. For me, it's 9 a.m. I really need to keep with regular office hours. So I probably wake up, let's say between 6 and 7. I get all my morning routine set, and then 9 a.m., I'm ready with my notepad, with my phone, my laptop. I have a candle, have my lemon water with me, and I am ready to start the day. So that's my schedule Monday to Friday. What I like to do is I set up a few calls in the morning to connect with my team, to feel that human connection, get energized. So the same thing with you. You may say in the morning, I'm going to make some calls. I'm going to communicate with people, then have regular breaks, you know, mid-morning break, your lunch break. And then the afternoon, you may want to concentrate on your creative work. Whatever you do, just put a plan that suits you throughout the day and then decide what time your day will end. So let's say your day will end at around 6 o'clock. I have some calls with my US teams in the afternoon. So my day probably ends at around 6:30. So at that time, I would go have a shower, change clothes, and then have a light dinner and get into my evening routine, which could be anything from reading to watching a Netflix show. Yes, and we're allowed to do that. Listen to some music, check out some lives on Instagram. So anything that makes you relax and get you out of work mode. And then the same thing the next day. So very, very important. Set a routine for yourself that you can follow that suits your work, suits your life. But do set a routine. Very, very important. And then when you go into the weekend, then again, I feel you need to set a routine. Obviously, not working or you won't have to work. But again, if you want to fit in a walk in the morning or a light workout, and then just do things that make you happy. I mean, the other day I did my own mini manicure, or I tidied up some drawers. Or I just, you know, sat down and started a new show on Netflix. So, you know, whatever makes you feel good, whatever relaxes you. But again, have some structure for the weekends too, so you know what you're doing. And then after you've had a relaxing weekend, then Monday again, it feels like you're going into the working week and you build some type of schedule in your mind. And honestly, the minute I started doing it and having those schedules, it has really transformed the way that I behave and I feel in quarantine. My second tip on how to thrive in quarantine is to set your intention. Every morning, you have to set your intention. What is your day going to look like? I find a lot of similarities between being an entrepreneur and being in quarantine. When I started, and again, even now, I wake up every day thinking, what do I want to achieve with my day? What are my goals? What do I need to do to move my business to the next level? What are the steps that I need to take? What is it that I want to communicate with my teams? How can I inspire my teams? What is it that my business needs right now that I need to focus on? So being an entrepreneur is very similar to being in quarantine. You may be working for a company and you may be going to an office every day where someone tells you what to do. And so you don't have to think. You go in there and you just get a list of things to do and you get on with it. When you're an entrepreneur, this is very different. So in a way, if you've ever wanted to be an entrepreneur, this is your testing time. So you can check yourself out and say, let's assume I'm an entrepreneur. I have my own business. I wake up in the morning and I want to set the tone for the day and I want to achieve 5 things. How does that feel? Do you think you can do it? It's a really good way to test yourself and see, is this what you want to do with your life? And if it feels good, if you come up every morning and you're creative and you're making things happen and you feel good about yourself and you don't need someone to lead you, then maybe being an entrepreneur is something that you need to consider. Maybe after we get out of all this, there's a new career waiting for you. You can start your own business. So this is the time to test yourself. But going back to setting your intention. So I get a lot of questions on how do I even set my intention? I don't even know where to start. Well, if you have no clue whatsoever, what I would suggest is do a meditation. There's a lot of meditation videos on YouTube right now, and you can search set your intention meditation, and there's tons of videos. So find one that you can relate to. I would say a 10-minute one is enough. You know, don't go to ones that are an hour long, even though you may enjoy them. And listen to that and immerse yourself into that intention meditation and just let yourself go. And by the end of it, I mean, I find that every time I meditate, I have a new idea pop up, something new comes up that you haven't thought of. But do try to do an intention meditation every day, and it may work for you and you may come up with 5 new ideas that you haven't thought about. So every day, set your intention. What is that one thing that you can do today to take you to where you want to be a year from now? And it's actually interesting. One of the things that I've managed to achieve during this, you know, crazy days while we're all self-isolating is I've done my podcast season 1, as you all know, last year, the year before, and I took a little break. It was crazy at work. I didn't have the time. And also, frankly, I wasn't that inspired to come up with season 2. What am I going to talk about? I think I've covered everything. You know, the usual excuses that sometimes we find to block ourselves from being productive. And now with this crisis that we're going through, with the corona crisis and everyone being at home, I just found my calling. And I was meditating one day. I was doing, again, my intention meditation. And I thought, oh my God, you know what? There's so much I want to say right now. There is so much I want to share with my listeners on how do you get through this very challenging situation. And I've went through a few steps myself until I found this type of normality where I am now. And I thought, oh my God, there's so much that I want to share. There's so much intentional material that I want to put out there. And by doing those morning intention meditations, I came up with season 2. So here you go. I'm just so happy that I've been doing those intention meditations. And it's all about finding your intention. What do you want to achieve your day? You have a lot of talent. You have a lot of gifts that no one else in the world has it. You're very unique. So it's very important to find what is your calling and sharing it with the world. And that takes me to my third tip on how to thrive in quarantine, which is be creative. I know that a lot of you may be confused or unsure about whether you should continue putting content out there. So let's say you are a fashion influencer and you're thinking, should I be posting? Should I be showing my outfits? And should I be putting the content out there? I'm not in the front line. I'm not a health worker. I'm not saving lives. So maybe what I do is frivolous. So I should stop doing it. And my take on this is that especially in these days, we all need inspiration. We all need to wake up and listen to our favorite music to put us in a good mood. So let's say you are an artist, a musician, and you're like, I should stop doing music. No, keep on doing what you're doing. We all need creative people right now to come up with content that is uplifting and it keeps us going. Or you could be a jewelry designer or, you know, doing candles. You know, we all need that. You need a little bit of jewelry to wear that makes you feel cute and uplifted, or burn your favorite candle. Keep on doing what you're doing. We do need all those elements of creativity. We all need inspiration. As you know, I take my workouts very seriously. I try to work out a few times a week. And I'm just so happy that a lot of instructors out there who I've been taking classes with in various studios, and now they've been going and doing free classes on their IGTV and Instagram and doing lives to keep us all fit and healthy. And yes, we need all that. Imagine if none of this happened and you were at home and no one was producing any content. We need all the content. You know, even with my situation, that's giving me time right now to put more podcasts out there and inspire you guys. So I don't think anyone is doing anything right now that can be seen as frivolous. If you're a makeup artist, you know, keep on doing those tutorials. Yes, we may not be able to afford every single product out there, and we may be a little bit tight with our cash right now, but we need the inspiration. You know, we need to be inspired and watching things and learning new things. You know, even if you think about your favorite shows on Netflix or Prime Video or whatever platform you're watching your shows from, imagine if people stopped producing content, you wouldn't have a show to watch. So absolutely, everything that we do, everything that we put out in the world is very important. So put yourself out there, get creative, put your content out there, and never ever think that it's frivolous. And if someone comments that it's frivolous, you know, don't pay attention. You know, do what feels right for you. And not only are you doing a favor to the world by sharing your talent with everyone else and entertaining and educating, but it's also good for your soul because you're doing something that makes you feel inspired and motivated and keeps you sane and keeps you going in those difficult times. So don't listen to what other people say. Do what feels right for you. Be creative, inspire other people, do what you love. And there's no excuses, quarantine or not, keep on doing what you're doing. That's very, very important. So these are my three tips for surviving and thriving in quarantine. Number one, set up a routine. Number two, set your intention. And number three, be creative. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. As always, reach out to me and let me know what you thought on @MrsRodial on Instagram. Check out my stories. I do produce a lot of content these days as I have a little bit more time. And also check out my books for more motivation and more detail, how to list and how to get yourself motivated, how to be an overnight success, and how to make it happen. It was great connecting you guys. I'm thinking of you. I hope you all keep well. I hope you all are uplifted and motivated. And I hope you have an amazing day. Big kiss. Bye.
If you like the Overnight Success Podcast, please make sure you tell a friend, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, and don't forget to leave us a rating or comment. You can find me @MrsRodial on Twitter and Instagram. This is the Overnight Success Podcast. I am Maria Hatzistefanis. See you next week.